It's finally here. This weekend is Millbridge Days. Volunteer and coordinator Richard Bondurant tells Star 97.7, this year's theme is The Wizard of Oz, and there's a very special reason behind that.
Dave Parsons was an iconic movie presenter in Millbridge. He loved owning the theater and operating the theater, and his very favorite movie in the world was The Wizard of Oz. Unfortunately, after Dave Parsons passed away, the building fell into disrepair, and we had to take it down. But we were able to rebuild a new theater and community arts center, and in celebration of the opening of the theater, we chose Wizard of Oz, Millbridge, There's No Place Like Home, to be the theme for this year's Millbridge Days in honor of Dave Parsons.
The weekend begins Thursday with a huge cribbage tourney and Latin Grammy nominee Fior Bromley in concert at 2. Friday, there's a pet parade and the Allison Ames Band in concert at the waterfront, and then a big day on Saturday and activities right through Sunday. For a complete schedule, visit Millbridge Days on Facebook. The Millbridge Days weekend is always chock full, but volunteer and organizer Richard Bondurant tells Star 97.7 this year they wanted to fill it with even more activities at a huge field set aside with kids and family activities.
We have a field set across the street from the Millbridge Town Office, right next to our post office. It's a large field. We're going to have a variety of family-friendly kid activities in that field, everything from pony rides, petting zoos, magicians, clowns, and balloon animals for balloon-making animals. So all those activities will be provided free of charge from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the field there.
Bondurant says they'll have a professional caricature artist for kids, and the Down East Institute is bringing an interactive sea life touch tank. He says the community really stepped up to provide this great new offering. See a complete Millbridge Days schedule on their Facebook days. Millbridge Days kicks off this Thursday and goes right through Sunday with a family day picnic from 10 to 1 on Sunday that includes a bounce house, food, and more at the marina. Of course, the big day is Saturday with a parade beginning at 11 a.m. followed by the Fire Department Auxiliary's Lobster Bake that often serves up to 400 lobster lunches. And of course, volunteer Richard Bondurant tells Star 97.7 there's lots more to see, shop for, and snack on.
We have over 100 vendors signed up, which is our largest number of vendors this year. The vendors will be all over town starting around 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the morning until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We have a variety of food vendors coming, pizza, hot dogs, clam rolls, crab rolls, lobster rolls, you name it. They're coming into town, so we have plenty of food for everybody to enjoy.
And don't miss the fireworks Saturday night over the marina after sunset. For a full schedule of Millbridge Days events, check them out on Facebook. Often duplicated, but there's nothing like the original. We're talking about the codfish relays that began in Millbridge and now happen every year during Millbridge Days. Volunteer and coordinator Richard Bondurant tells Star 97.7 the event has been featured on TV shows, and they were even written up in Sports Illustrated.
It's a multi-team event, and it's a four-person relay race back and forth. You have to be dressed in full lobster fishing gear to participate in the race, and they have to relay race back and forth with dead codfish, of all things, that have been soaked in oil for 2 days. And our town fire department sprays the fire hose on them as they run back and forth. It's a huge adventure and a lot of fun to watch.
The Millbridge Day's 41st annual codfish relay is set for 2:30 this Saturday at the Town Hall Field. For a complete schedule of this year's Millbridge Day's events, check them out on Facebook.